I mean, first half, we had a lot of special teams issues. And, I mean, you know, we gave them the ball twice in the red zone and kind of spotted them points. And we knew that if we can come out second half and just play our game and try to get some force and turnovers, we knew we could come back and win.
I've seen teams come back before. I remember the Jets coming back on the Dolphins back in the day on Monday night. I've never been a part of anything like this.
Hey, first team to do it. We've been through a lot this season as far as starting slow and we really did today, you know, the turnovers and not scoring any points in the first half. And my sniper shot, that should have been a score. But again, just really shows a resiliency, you know, just you keep fighting. When the play is there, the opportunity is there to make it. And I think we did that on both sides of the ball today, give ourselves a chance to win.
That was remarkable, man. It was fun. You felt the energy. The fans was amazing out there. It's amazing to be a Bronco. And give credit to San Diego, man. They came out, punched us in the mouth. We were able to take that hit. And the guy, you know, perseverance through four quarters.
Just incredible. Incredible. You know, I guess it's some kind of record, I guess. I'm not sure. That's what I heard. But, you know, you don't do that very often, especially against a pretty good football team. And, you know, but that just shows, you know, the type of heart that this team has. And, you know, we had a couple earlier where we just didn't quite get over the hump to win coming back. But we sure did today. And hopefully we won't have to do it like that all year.
We showed a lot of fight and resilience early in the season by coming back on teams, but we didn't seal the deal. So, you know, in this locker room at halftime, everybody still felt like we could win. And you could tell the confidence flowing through the locker room, and we showed it out there in the second half.
We definitely knew we could do it. We always say that, you know, the only person stopping us is ourselves, and we've done that multiple times this year. And the fact is, when all 11 guys are playing great, when, you know, D. Thomas here, my guy is making plays. We can be a great offense, but it's up to us as far as the choices we make. And, you know, we got to make sure that we stay consistent. That's something that we're working on. I think we're trying to find an identity of being a consistent team that can play 60 minutes like we do in the second half.
You know, a couple of turnovers on special teams, you know, pick six almost. You know, it's just one of those games, man. And, we just knew we haven't played our best ball. And, you know, we guys, it's kind of me against us against the world. Their stadium was rocking. We're just excited, man. And give credit to the secondary. Those guys came up big today, and it was allowed us to get some sacks today.
The pressure, man. You know, I mean, I can't take anything away from Tony Carter and Chris Harris. I mean, they played great. They made plays that they had to make. But the guys up front, I mean, they make it easier for us on the back end. I mean, it's never easy playing in secondary, but, you know, when you got a front like that, it definitely takes a little pressure off.
I mean, it definitely builds confidence getting a win on the road, and it's always tough getting a win on the road. And, I mean, we're going this bye week, rest up, and continue to get better and improve. And, I mean, we know that we still haven't played the best as a full team, special teams, defense, and offense. And we're going to try to come back after the bye week and bring it all together.
It's a good feeling, you know, and this is what it's all about. You got to win your division. I mean, it assures you a chance at getting in the tournament. So that's all we got to concentrate on is one game at a time, taking care of our division, and things will happen from there.